Yeah, now, again, this, I don't want this to sound bad, but I kind of, you know, we talk about lead. I mean, what does that look like to people? I think we have great leaders here. I think we have guys just, I mean, leaders don't necessarily have to stand up on the podium and make some big speech. Matter of fact, when if someone gets up every week and has to have, you know, a coach is out, let's have, you know, that's lame, honestly. Like, that's what's that going to do? That's rah-rah. Leadership comes from the guys that show up every week, go out and work during practice. They earn their playbook. They know what they're doing. They go out on Sunday and they give it everything they got. So, I mean, or, you know, leaders, in my opinion, you don't know what they do. You don't know what's said behind closed doors to someone. You don't know if someone's struggling, a true leader will go and talk to them in private and pull them out. You know, leaders have, you know, guys that are so-called leaders, they got their own struggles. You know, those are guys that can just push through. So, you know, I've never been huge on needing to be a, or needing a team or being personally being an out front vocal leader. But, you know, I would assume people respect me for the fact that I show up and I work. And I've been around this league long enough. I've had enough success in this league to where if I need to talk to somebody, I can. And I think I have that respect as a teammate. And so I think that's what we do well at this team is, you know, again, so I would say we have good leadership. Maybe from the outside looking in, you guys are looking for a vocal person, you know, with an S on his chest to do something. But those aren't, you know, those aren't the guys typically I find people respond to. I'm a firm believer. I go about my business, and if people see me working hard, they're gonna work hard. Just like if I see, you know, I see, the NFL is funny. It's a hierarchy. At least, you know, the NFL I've always been a part of is a hierarchy system. You know, when I see a guy who's been in it longer than when I was in Minnesota, there's days, you know, there's days you don't want to practice. Well, I looked over and saw Kevin Williams, who's got a year ahead of me, or, you know, I look out and I see Lance Briggs and Peanut out there busting their hump in practice. Well, guess what? They're older than me, so I gotta go do it. And I think that's kind of the way you lead is if I'm the old guy on the team and people see me out there working hard, you know, the young guy's got no excuse. I don't have to say anything. You know, and at the same time, I got to do what I got to do to prepare to get ready. And if people see, you know, you can look on the team and see, you see guys in the fourth quarter, and we always laugh and joke and say, you know, field goal block is really where you see which guys are all in. You know, because you just get scored on. Who's going to give it all on field goal block? And you see guys on our team, field goal block, I mean, still getting off the ball. We're down, you know, 14 or whatever it is, still trying to block things on PATs and stuff like that. So, you know, I think that message is clear. We have great practices. There's no lump. Bottom line is we didn't win situational battles. And I know people like to think football is more complicated than it is, but it really comes down to is, you know, don't turn the ball over, get turnovers, stop the run, and if you can disrupt the opposing team's quarterback a little bit, you got a good chance to win. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, everybody expresses themselves differently. I mean, you should be angry after a loss. You know, we're not here to, you know, and you get numb to it in the NFL, I think, just because, you know, no one's, there's like what, the two teams that won all their games, so you expect some adversity somewhere along the lines. You know, you coaches coach for we're going to have an adverse moment. But, yeah, I mean, I respect emotion. I mean, that's raw. It's real. You know, so guys get emotional, great. I mean, you know, there's always a fine line. And you know, from someone just, you know, spouting off and been acting crazy. But, you know, that sure as heck didn't happen in our locker room. That was just raw, good emotion. So I respect guys like that. I respect guys who have passion for the game. You know, everybody handles things differently. The bottom line is that can't linger. You got to come back and go to work. You know, if that frustration turns into motivation, that's great. But if it turns into, you know, shutting down, then obviously that's a different avenue you got to try to avoid.